Today's passage is quite long. It's from Luke chapter 22, verse 66 to 23, verse 5. It's quite a big chunk. So we're going to listen in to God's word now and watch an animation on the screen.
At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Messiah," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered,
"If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God."
They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied,
"You say that I am."
Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"You have said so,"
Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd,
"I find no basis for charge against this man."
But they insisted, "He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. He started in Galilee and has come all the way here." On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased because for a long time he had wanted to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform a sign of some sort. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him. Dressed him in an elegant robe, they sent him back to Pilate. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them,
"You brought me this man as one who is inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us, as you can see. He has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him."
But the whole crowd shouted,
"Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us!"
Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
For the third time he spoke to them,
"Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him."
But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, the one they asked for, and surrendered Jesus to their will.
Well, we're carrying on our series in Luke, and after that reading, that was a long reading, wasn't it? That was a lot. I'd try to remember everything that happened there. I think the main thing that we are seeing is that there are people who are accusing Jesus, even though Jesus is innocent. Jesus has done nothing wrong. But people are shouting at him and accusing him of many things. In the past few weeks, we've been seeing that Jesus is the King who's coming into Jerusalem to bring peace. Jesus is the King who is in complete control. But now we are seeing Jesus opposed by evil rulers who want to destroy him, and by a crowd who have lost control. They do not know what they're doing. Now, Jesus was on trial in this passage, but today we're going to put these evildoers on trial. We're going to talk to Herod and Pilate and the crowd, and we're going to see what they did was wrong. I think even that Herod and Pilate might be here today. Is that them over there? Oh, we've got a lot of questions for Herod and Pilate, haven't we? Here they are. Oh, hello, Herod. Cool. Why are you so friendly? Didn't you used to be enemies?
Yeah, we were enemies, but yeah, we see eye to eye now.
Yeah, he's not so bad. We work well together.
You work well together? God, didn't look like it to us, did it? We just saw what you did to Jesus. That was so wrong. He was innocent. How could you put him to death?
Well, Ben, we did try to let him go, but, you know, the crowd wanted to kill him.
That's not an excuse, is it? Jesus was innocent. How could you do this terrible thing against him?
Well, it's not as if he tried to defend himself. I did try to help him. I'd heard he'd done all sorts of amazing miracles, and I wanted him to perform for me, but he wouldn't.
But that's not an excuse either. You're rulers of the people. It's your job to keep justice, to do what is right. How could you do this against Jesus? He was innocent.
What do you know, Ben?
Yeah, you're not ruler of the people.
It looks to me like you only care about yourselves and your own selfish ambitions. You don't care about justice.
Well, we're not going to stand here and be judged by you.
No, come on, we're off. Let's go.
Boo. They're guilty, aren't they? Clearly guilty. And sometimes we can look at them and think, how could they do such a thing against Jesus? But then the Bible tells us that human beings are capable of doing evil things like this. It's terrible what they did, but we shouldn't be surprised. Human beings are capable of evil. And Pilate and Herod acted out of selfish ambition. They didn't care for justice. They did not care to do what was right. But they weren't the only ones, were they? And there was a crowd, and I think we have a member from the crowd. Yeah, here he is, Phil. This is Phil the Pharisee, everyone. Phil the Pharisee looking. We've seen Phil the Pharisee before. Phil, I'm over here. How could you do this terrible thing against Jesus?
Because he's a blasphemer, Ben. He claims to be the king, but he refuses to pay the taxes to Caesar.
But Jesus is the king. Surely you've seen that Jesus is the king. Look at everything he's done.
Nonsense. I don't even want to hear it, Ben.
Oh, but he's clearly innocent as
no.
well. He's innocent.
No.
How can you do this against him?
No, I'm not listening.
And what about Barabbas? Barabbas is a murderer.
Oh,
Barabbas. He's resisting Caesar.
I'm not listening to this, Ben. La 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 la.
Oh my goodness.
God. La 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 la.
Can't reach him. Boo. Wow. Good. He's also guilty, isn't he? He's also guilty of having done wrong. He was a bit different to Pilate and Herod, wasn't he? He wouldn't even listen to us. He was out of control. We're going to look at Jesus later. But it's good for us first to understand, what is wrong with these people? Why did they do this against Jesus? And they wouldn't admit it, would they? When we told them that they had done wrong, they would not admit that they had done wrong. In this event, we see what sin is like. This is what the Bible calls sin. And sin is not only doing wrong things, but sin is actually turning our backs on God. It's rejecting God. It's rejecting Jesus Christ. And it's not admitting it. And as the song we sung earlier said, no one is good, not even one. The Bible tells us that all of us are like Herod, Pilate, and Phil the Pharisee. All of us are capable of doing things like this. We all turn our backs on God. I'm guilty of this. And I think if all of us search our hearts, we'll see that all of us are guilty of this. We all do wrong things. And this is why we want to take a bit of time now to think about these things in our own lives. We've put something up next to your chairs. There's a bit of paper here next to your chairs. And we want you to think about this. When are the times where you turn your back on God? If you are willing, you can also write down or draw pictures of things that you have done wrong in your own life. And think about what you've done, how you've turned your back on God. And ask why. Why do you do these things? Let's all take some time now to answer that question. Okay, are we done? Are we done at home? Are we okay? Everyone in the room, are we ready? It's important now to pay attention, because what I'm about to say is really, really important. The reason why we look at ourselves and ask, what have we done wrong? How have we turned our backs on God? It's because we don't want to be like Herod, Pilate, and the crowd. We don't want to fail to admit. We don't want to remain in that position of turning our backs on God. But when we admit that we have done wrong things, that is when we can turn to Jesus. This is why Jesus came. Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus came to save those who admit that they have done wrong. Here's the big message that I want you to learn today. Here's the main message. When the guilty turn their backs on Jesus, he takes their guilt away. When the guilty turn to Jesus, he takes their guilt away. That's the main message that I want for you to take away today. When the guilty turn to Jesus, he takes their guilt away. That's why Jesus came. And that's what we see about Jesus here. Jesus is innocent. Jesus is innocent, but he doesn't try and fight back. He doesn't try and get out of it. Because Jesus knows this is all part of God's plan. It's all part of God's plan that Jesus should go to the cross, that Jesus should die for his people to take away their guilt. This is an amazing message, friends. We're going to learn more about this next week. And you'll see how Jesus has done this. How has Jesus taken away your guilt? We'll see how he does that on the cross. But the main message today is don't remain with your backs turned against God, but turn to Jesus and he will take your guilt away. So let's take some time now to pray to Jesus and to do this. Would you do that with me? If you also feel this, that you know that you need to turn to Jesus to be forgiven, would you join me in prayer now as we do this? Let's pray. Father, we confess, we admit that we have done so many wrong things against you. And Father, we know that we have turned our backs on you. That's why we do these wrong things. Father, we are sorry. We don't deny it. We don't hide from it, but we bring it out into the open and ask for forgiveness. We turn to Jesus Christ, who is the perfect one, who is innocent. And we come to him and ask him to take away all of our guilt. And Jesus, we thank you that that's what you did for us. You took away our guilt. You don't reject us, but you receive us when we turn away from our sin. I pray, Lord, for everyone who's here that they would do this. May you reveal it to them. All these things we lift to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.